Washington businesses are open and hiring.
If your company is hiring or if you're looking for work, head to mynorthwest.com where we can help make the connection.
Washington is open and hiring. Let's get back to work.
Find out how at mynorthwest.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM on the Greater East Side. The resignation of Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best continues to reverberate around the state and even, frankly, around the country. Joining me on the line is a state senator who served as a police officer. He is absolutely disgusted at the treatment of Chief Best, and frankly, he's alarmed at what's going on within the city of Seattle. State Senator Jim Huniford is a Republican who represents Sunnyside, and he joins me now. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jason.
So when you saw the news that the Seattle City Council defunded the SPD, decided to cut 100 officers, and then literally just hours later we got word that the chief was going to resign, what went through your mind as a former police officer?
Well, I really question whether the Seattle Police Department can continue to function in a reliable and responsible way. I'm looking forward to seeing what the crime stats are coming up 6 months from now to see what an increase has been. I'm very concerned that with the reduction of officers and totally reallocation of responsibilities that they'll send social workers out on domestic violence calls. And anyone in law enforcement knows that domestic violence calls are perhaps the most dangerous calls you will go on. And I don't believe that social workers are prepared for that kind of an activity. And I look at what's happening to the department as to officers, how long will they stay there in that department, that kind of an atmosphere. I understand that they are, many of them are looking for other jobs.
Yep.
My information is 20 have applied to Redmond PD and 24 at Renton and 21 at Kent. I don't know if these are the same or all different, but I believe that Seattle will be losing their police officers, and especially if they start releasing or firing those that are the newest hires, you're not going to have much of a group of officers that are trained and experienced and be able to do the work.
And just as someone who used to be a police officer, if you were right now an officer within the Seattle Police Department, what would be going through your head as you see all of these changes coming, these budget cuts and the conversations around policing?
Well, I'd be very concerned about being able to do my job in a responsible way. You look at they want to take away tear gas and flash bombs and things like that. From situations in which, the situation turned into rioting and looting. If you eliminate those tools, what do you have left? A nightstick, and that's about it. And I just don't see how the police department and the officers, at least my feeling is, how could I continue doing my job and do it well and protect the people of Seattle?
Did you ever think that there'd be such animus towards cops in this state and really in this country?
Never thought to be at this level. I know there are those that dislike the police and that, but when you have a city council that moves to limit their actions and reduce their funding and reducing the numbers, I've never dreamed of such a thing ever happening.
As you look at what's going on here in Seattle, and obviously you're out in Sunnyside, but you know these are issues that don't ultimately stay in Seattle. They have a tendency to spread, and obviously we've seen the Seattle creep sort of take over this entire region. What's your biggest fears moving forward into this next legislative session if Democrats continue this stronghold over Washington State?
Well, I'm concerned that you will see legislation to try to limit the powers and abilities of police officers, and I'm not sure what else they can do, but since how most of the funding is your local tax dollars and not state dollars, so but I do believe that there will be legislation to try to limit the powers of police.
Do you think that that's something that is another reflection of the divide between Eastern and Western Washington, or do you think this is really Seattle versus everybody else? Do you think the voters actually want to see this kind of legislation?
I believe it's Seattle versus everybody else. I really believe if you took a survey, most people would think that we need well-trained police force and perhaps even more law enforcement. When you look at some of the crime stats in various parts of the state, we need a good presence of law enforcement.
Yeah. Just joining me, I'm talking with State Senator Jim Huniford. He's a Republican who represents Sunnyside. We are talking about this assault, essentially, on the police department in the Seattle area, but the fear that this kind of animus is going to start to spread and end up leaking into some of the Democrats' plans as they move forward into this next legislative session. How much of a role, Senator, do you think this madness in Seattle should play in this upcoming election? Just from the voters' perspective, when we're looking at who we elect for governor or even in some of these district-wide races, how much of this should the voters be considering?
I believe they should give it strong consideration. Look at the governor who at a news conference said he was unaware of the autonomous zone, even though it had been 36 hours of news coverage on it. I don't know where he was. Seems to think that demonstrations, things like that, are protected activities. And I agree that peaceful demonstrations are protected. But once they turn violent and destructive, and that they are no longer protected, then there should be enforcement there. And I think that's a major mistake that the mayor of Seattle made, that they didn't try to quash this right at the very beginning, and it just kept spreading and getting further and further out of hand.
How confident are you that Republicans can actually benefit from this? Because it seems obviously that the Republicans, from a branding perspective, both nationally but also locally, should be seen as the winners on the topic of law and order and who can fight back at lawlessness. But, you know, Washington and this region, and specifically sort of the Western Washington region, it is just kind of a crapshoot sometimes on who could win these issues.
I think that's an adequate description there. proper description. I just don't see so many voters don't really delve deeply into the subjects that they're voting on. They look at the headline or the ballot title and things like that and vote accordingly. And I do believe that if they did further research into the issues, that they would vote differently. But they're all busy, and they're maybe with COVID they're not so busy, and maybe they will look into that. But I'm not optimistic that things will change drastically.
Oh, well, that's not good. I need some optimism in my life. We only have about 2 minutes left. I just want to switch gears briefly and get your reaction to the news yesterday and the day before, really, that Governor Jay Inslee has created this $40 million COVID relief fund for illegal immigrants, which, just from an optics perspective, as we still have over 20,000 legal residents who have not received any unemployment benefits yet, or they received some but then it got paused for no reason, this just seems like madness.
Well, my office worked on, and I don't have the numbers, but probably 40 or 50 different individual claims of people for unemployment insurance, and I think now we're down to about 5, but still at the same time it seems like gross mismanagement of the employment insurance, and I blame that on incompetent administration. But to be able to give taxpayer money to people that are not residents causes me some concern. I realize that they need health care in COVID and that, but I'm concerned.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like there's any accountability. The way that they're going to go about it is give it to these nonprofits to distribute the money. But I don't know how you show that you're eligible when you're in this country illegally. So if I were to go up and say, I'm in this country illegally, prove it. I can't. I'm in this country illegally. Now give me my money. It seems like it's rife for potential abuse, but you know, we'll see. I've got a blog up on it for folks who want to read at ktth.com. We've been talking with State Senator Jim Huniford, Republican from Sunnyside. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's very nice to have me on with you, and I thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We look forward to conversations in the future. Again, that was State Senator Jim Honeyford. You're listening to the Jason Rantz Show. Earlier today, huge historic news with the president and a peace deal between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. Jeremy Frankel from the Bongino Report is going to stop by to give us the details when we return right here on KTTH.